Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, indeed. Feeling elite. Elite 8. The LSU women's basketball team advancing in the NCAA women's basketball tournament to the Elite Round, Elite 8 round, after beating the Utah Utes 66-63. I'm Steve Geller, along with Jeff Nowak here on Sports Talk.
That is something the NCAA tournament definitely has, is cool names for each round of the tournament. Like in the NFL, it's like, ooh, the divisional round. That's not fun. Like the Elite Eight, the Final Four. And then the championship's kind of boring. But you're in the championship, so you don't care.
Right, you can't have the terrible two or whatever, you kind of thing.
The terrible two. That would kind of be the opposite of what you're trying to go for.
I guess, yeah, the terrific two, whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
something
yeah, yeah.
like that. But
tremendous
yeah,
two.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's just the championship game. You can't really come up with something fancy for that.
The indomitable duo. Okay. Anyway, so one thing we can talk about that we haven't talked about yet, and we got a text asking us to talk about this.
Yeah,
so
you brought this up.
You're welcome.
Flexing.
Flexing.
Some flexing.
We are flexing. Now, so the NFL team owners are going to vote on a proposal to allow the NFL to flex Sunday afternoon games into the Thursday night football slot from weeks, I think it was 14 through 17.
Okay.
So it's the final 4 weeks of the season, with the goal being to make sure that you don't have matchups of two teams that have already been eliminated from the playoffs. Now, I don't think coaches and players are going to be very happy about this, but they don't have
either
a say in it, right? They can lobby their respective representative here, but if 24 NFL team owners vote yes, then this is going to be allowed, which you would need 15 days notice.
I was
going to
say how long. Good. Yeah, because I was
wondering. So you would know at least 2 weeks in advance that this was happening. So it's not like you're going to be like, all of a sudden the NFL is going to be like,
guess
get
what?
Ready. You're back out there on Thursday night, baby.
They would love to do that to the Saints. You know that.
Right. But I mean, like, if you've already played a Thursday night game, it's such a disadvantage. It's just bad football. And I get why the NFL is doing it. They're just looking for money. But it's like, we don't need more Thursday night. I don't know.
I'm okay with the flexing of the matchups at least, though, because I want to be entertained.
Yeah, but Thursday night football, it's like, it was a mistake to begin with. It shouldn't happen.
So you would just do away with it totally?
I would rather see Saturday night. If you want to do Saturday football, at least that doesn't change the week significantly. Like, you play on Sunday and you have to go out and play 4 days later. Like, you've watched a football game. They're not ready to play on that Thursday. The game plans aren't ready. Like, you haven't had enough practice time. Guys are dealing with injuries that they have not had enough time to recover from. Like, it's just bad for – it would be bad in any sport. Like, back-to-backs in the NBA are stupid, and they should get rid of those too, because it's just like no one wants to see a bad version of the game that you go to see. It's just dumb. It's a cash grab. And like, if you do Saturday games late in the season anyway, why not just do them after college football ends? Which is, I mean, do them during college football. Yeah. Just do a Saturday night game. I don't know. It's just stupid. Hey, take Friday. I just don't want to see more Thursday night football. And if week 17, you end up getting flexed into the Thursday night game,
you're not going to be happy at all.
No.
That's definitely the interesting part. And obviously, part of, you could bring up with this flexing schedule is the fact that the Saints are one of four teams currently in the mix for consideration for HBO's Hard Knocks next season. And I know I don't think it'll happen, especially when you have a team like the Jets that are also in the mix for that, and they seem like a complete circus going on right now. But I'm not going to lie. I'd be very intrigued to see Hard Knocks joining us, the HBO cameras following the Saints everywhere during training camp, although I don't know how much access they're going to get to anything.
Yeah, it would be fascinating. I've never had to deal with that, but it's like it's got to be weird to cover a team and have to, because like we would have to watch it. We wouldn't have an option. Like we would have to be reporting off of it, because like they get access to stuff we don't have.
Absolutely right. Yeah,
throughout the season, it would be like, oh look, this thing happened. I guess we can. Yeah, I don't know. It would be very weird to know that like there's this like bomb of truth coming once a week,
and then we start wearing like outlandish outfits to training camps just so we could see each other, you know, each other pop up on the HBO cameras.
I already do that.
So. Back with more sports talk after this.
I'm the Kim Mulkey of Saints training.
There you go. We're going around the NFC South. We're going to be checking in on the Carolina Panthers and Tampa Bay Buccaneers this hour. Back with more after the break here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, and we continue to go around the NFC South. Now checking in on the Carolina Panthers with Herbert White of the Charlotte Post. He's the editor-in-chief over there. How's your weekend going so far, Herbert?
What's up, man?
It's going pretty good so far.
So, obviously, a huge buzz and talk is, what are the Carolina Panthers going to do with that top overall pick? There's been a lot of different names batted around in that quarterback position. Are you getting any kind of feel of where you think this franchise ends up going?
Only thing that anybody knows we're halfway certain, it'll be a quarterback. So which one? The Panthers aren't betraying that just yet. Scott Fitterer, the GM, and Frank Reich, the new head coach, they are double probation, super hush-hush, top secret over where they want to go in terms of the individual. But there's little doubt that they put in all that work to trade up to number one to get a franchise quarterback. And even though some folks bandy about the possibility of maybe trading down to one or two so that they can get whatever's left over in terms of a quarterback, I don't necessarily see that happening. You know, you work this hard to get number one, why would you slide back?
So, Herb, I'm not going to let you off the hook here. So who would you pick if you were in charge of the Panthers in terms of Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, all these guys?
Well, if I was looking for a body, it would be Anthony Richardson.
Okay.
If I were looking for polish, I would probably say Bryce Young. Okay. If I was looking for the best combination, I would go with C.J. Stroud. You know, and to me, you know, if you're talking about pure quarterback play, it would probably be Young. But my concern would be his stature. He's a little bit on the small side, even, you know, for NFL players, period. He would be a smaller receiver if that were his position. And, you know, but on the other hand, this league has seen its share of smaller quarterbacks thrive.
Like, you can't hit quarterbacks anymore. So, like, in that sense, it's like, okay, you don't need to be, you know, built like a truck anymore.
Well, I don't know. I would think Tua would argue that it's a little different than what folks are arguing, because, you know, he's a little bit on the smaller side and people have been beating up on him like a rag doll in the past season or so. And so to me, that would be the only concern that I would have about Bryce Young, that he's a bit on the smaller side. If you're talking about a sturdy dude who can really light it up, then C.J. Stroud is going to be your pick, because he has the most polish and he checks all the boxes.
Yeah, I've been on the C.J. Stroud train. Like, I like Bryce Young, but I just think, like, the total package is there. I know there was a video trending. I think it was Josh McCown talking to him. And obviously they're going to be top 30 visits, so that'll be coming through. But so as you look at this team, I think the moves that the Panthers have made have been pretty understated, but I think generally I've been impressed with them. Like, I think Adam Thielen was a really good signing. Shai Tuttle's a quality player. I think it was a little bit of an overpay, but he's still a quality player. Miles Sanders, I've always been a big fan of. How has this offseason kind of been received across like the Panthers nation? Because it does seem like this team is set up really well for the next several years.
Yeah, I think this team is built to win now because you're in a division where there's a lot of uncertainty, especially at quarterback with all four teams. And the Panthers, I think, are in position because everybody got to see what the potential looked like with this group here, with a competent coach in place. Everybody got to see the potential. And most of that defense is back. So you already have that one major building block to a playoff team in place. They've gone out and they've retooled the offense, obviously looking for that quarterback. And they brought in Andy Dalton, who's I think is going to be a pretty good mentor. I don't think he is going to be your long-term answer unless something catastrophic happens.
Like we've had this conversation before. Not necessarily about the Panthers.
Yeah, yeah. And so this offense has been retooled to win immediately. And if you get halfway decent quarterback play, this team will be in the mix to win the NFC South. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's going to be oriented towards the run, I believe. And so Miles Sanders is a great pickup there. Every quarterback needs a decent security blanket, and that's Hayden Hurst. The entire offensive line from last year returns, and it was a very solid group last year after years of turmoil. They couldn't figure out who could play left tackle, but they've got that squared away now with Ike Ekwonu. And so this group, I think, more than any other team in the NFC South, should put that pressure on themselves to go out and win right now. Other teams may have a 2 or 3 year window. Okay, well, we've got to rebuild it for whatever reason, whether it's Tampa Bay and Tom Brady or whatever's going on in New Orleans. They're in the same boat. All of these teams are in the same boat as far as quarterbacks. But who has the better defense? Who has an offensive line that's set up to win on the ground? And do you, and the problem that the Panthers have, or they need to address more, is at receiver. Obviously, DJ Moore was part of that package that delivered the first round, the number one pick. So they still have some work to do there, but they have some young people who showed flashes last year. So Thielen is a really big pickup for them because he brings that veteran presence. He's been in the league for 9 years, working on his 10th. So he has that presence. He knows what it takes to be a pro at that receiver position. And I think that his acquisition is a big get. So this team is set up for whoever the quarterback is. If he plays decent, the Panthers will be there.
Yeah, I will challenge one thing. I do think the Saints are in a slightly different position than the other three teams in the sense that they have a quarterback that's a veteran that they paid $150 million and they are committed to, whereas there's a lot of the other three teams are kind of in this holding pattern of like, okay, where's the rookie? Who's the veteran? And that's kind of my question. And you said it yourself, you know, if this team can get half-decent quarterback play, they have a, they could be a playoff team. And so I guess my question is, where does that half-decent quarterback play come from? Do you think this is a team that will go with a rookie, even the number one overall pick, in week one of his rookie season? Or do you think that Andy Dalton might end up being the week one starter and kind of be that bridge? Because I think that's always the question, because development is really difficult when you're talking about that number one pick and there's so much invested that it's tough to say, no, we're going to wait. Right. And I think teams like you look at the Jets with Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold, and you look at some of these horror stories of these high picks and the quarterbacks losing all their confidence and then they just never get to that point. Right. So what would your read be on that situation?
My read would be if the offensive staff, which has a bunch of quarterbacks and quarterback developers in the room, whether it's Jim Caldwell or Reich or Josh McCown, you know, there's plenty of guys who have either played quarterback in the NFL or have developed them. And so as a staff, if they can get that first pick up to some sort of standard by week one, I think the rookie will play. But if you, you know, the downside to that is if you throw that rookie in there too quickly and he gets overwhelmed, if you pull him, what does that do to his confidence?
Right. So, that's the thing. If you put him in there, he's got to stay in there. You can't start him and then go to the backup.
Right. And so I think the Panthers will take the prudent approach and take it slowly and hopefully spool the youngster up to a position in the season where if they are kind of treading water, it's like, well, throw the kid in there. You have nothing to lose. But let's say Andy gets in there and they really tear it up. You know, you have no reason to put the rookie in there then because they're going along so great. So why mess up a good thing? So I think they will probably take the let's just wait and see approach with the youngster because you're right. You know, and every quarterback is different. And if you have a coaching staff that if the head coach is more of a defensive person or an offensive line guy who isn't necessarily as in tune with quarterback play as somebody like Frank Reich who played quarterback in the league and can be a mentor off the field and an Andy Dalton who can be one on the field, you know, it's a different dynamic. And so I think they will probably, and it's just me speculating, and everybody's got speculation these days, that they will take their time to bring whoever it is along. And in the meantime, you know, Andy can run it until he either tanks or the kid is ready to play.
Herbert White, the Charlotte Post editor-in-chief, appreciate the time, and definitely we'll be talking to you soon. Have a great rest of the weekend, man.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, bud.
We'll be checking in on next, the last one in the NFC South go-around, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, insider of PewterPirates.com. Roy Cummings coming up next after the break here on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wrapping up our trip around the NFC South, and we head to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Insider for PewterPirates.com, Roy Cummings joins us. How you doing this Friday, Roy?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Hanging in there. So of all the moves that the, or lack of moves, I guess you might want to say, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what's really stood out to you about their free agency so far for the Bucs?
Well, we knew they wouldn't be able to do much this year simply because of the situation with the salary cap. I mean, they were so far over the cap and have so much dead money that they're paying out to guys who aren't going to play for them anymore that we knew it was going to be a lean free agency season for them. At best, they were going to be able to retain some of their own guys. But, you know, and obviously, you know, Baker Mayfield coming on board is a big get for them. That's a quarterback who's played, who's been to the playoffs. That's important. A guy who's got to, you know, kind of grow up a little bit, prove himself, and has a lot of incentive to, you know, to play at a high level. So anxious to see how that works out. But overall, I honestly think the biggest return for them was being able to retain Jamel Dean and Levante David on the defense. Look, I think if the Bucs are going to compete, in any way, just even on Sundays. They're going to have to play very good defense. They're capable of that. We know that. If they can somehow hold teams to 17, 21 points, that kind of thing, somewhere in that range, they'll have a very good chance to compete on most Sundays. And bringing back Levante David and Jamel Dean helps you do that. They lose Sean Murphy Bunting, but he was a bit of a part-time starter anyway. So, you know, they probably have some people that can move, you know, into his starting spot. So I think the fact that they've retained two of their best defenders is really helpful for this team.
Now, Roy, do you think this is a year the Bucks might be dipping a toe in the quarterback market, or to put it diplomatically, do you think that they feel like they have a chance to land Caleb Williams next year?
Yeah, they probably are looking beyond this year. Look, the way you sign a guy like Baker Mayfield to a 1-year prove it contract is, you know, you say, okay, go out and prove to us that, you know, you're worthy of playing, you know, of a better contract, that you can take a team to the playoffs. You know, you've been kicked around a little bit. Some of that has to do with you. Some of it has to do with the fact that you played for at least one organization that was, you know, still as followed up as they come in Cleveland. you know, I think at the end of the day, I think it means, look, we're going to give you a chance here. If you can't beat out Kyle Trask, well, that says something. And then you're starting to look you know, other options. But look, they still believe in Kyle Trask. I'm not a big believer in him, but you know, we'll see. You know, a lot of quarterbacks sit on the sidelines for a couple of years, and it's the greatest thing that ever happened to them. So, you know, see Aaron Rodgers. So, let's see what Kyle Trask looks like in the training camp. And but right now, the Bucks could be, you know, looking at quarterbacks, but it's going to be a year down the road at least. Yeah.
Yeah, the Bucks do strike me as being very kind of in a similar situation to where the Saints were in 2021. Of Drew Brees retires, and then you have Jameis Winston kind of duking it out with Taysom Hill in a quarterback battle. Former number one overall pick, kind of cast off. You obviously know Jameis well. And now that's kind of where the Bucks are. Of, you know, neither of these are particularly exciting options, but someone has to start. So what do you think that you would expect Baker Mayfield to kind of have the inside track there if that's what it comes down to?
Yeah, he has to. Again, if your plan is to compete, unless you're tanking, and look, that could be part of the deal. I mean, you've clearly pointed out that there's incentive there for them to do that.
Right.
But I don't think they're going to do it in the division they're in, with the defense they have and the weapons they have offensively. Look, they were in a situation they just couldn't afford to pay a lot of money to a quarterback. A lot of people thought they'd go after, you know, maybe a Mike White or something like that. I like the fact that they went after a guy who had a tremendous rookie season, came back a couple years later, took his team to the playoffs, a bad team really to the playoffs. You know, so I think Baker Mayfield does have the inside track. And again, I think it's his job to lose. And if he loses it, well, okay, you've decided that, you know, he's proven himself not to be worthy of a starting quarterback position in this league. He'll end up being a backup, much like Jameis has proven to be. So, at the end of the day, yeah, something tells me this is going to work out pretty well, at least for Baker Mayfield. I don't know that he's going to take the Bucks to the playoffs, but I think he's going to play at a fairly high level and earn another contract somewhere with somebody. And it may not be a $40 million a year contract, but I think he's going to earn himself a starting caliber contract somewhere off of this season.
He's definitely going to headbutt some people, I can tell you that.
For sure. Expect it.
Roy, when you look at this roster now after that initial wave of free agency and as we're getting ready for the NFL draft about a month away till round one kicks off kind of deal, what are some of the prime positions you would say that this Bucs squad is looking to target come draft day?
Yeah, it won't be real sexy, you know, unless they go for an edge late in the first round. I think the Bucs are in prime position to trade down in this draft and draft with their first pick, either a left tackle or an edge rusher. I think that makes sense for them. They need both of those. Could even draft a right tackle and move their current right tackle over to the left side. That could happen. But it's to me, it's got to be all about the trenches with the prime picks. One might get spent on a running back, but look, they don't need receiving help really. They could use a tight end, but I think the best are going to be gone by the time they come around, and really that's got to be a premium position for them. In my opinion, I think it's all about the trenches for them. They've got to find guards, tackles, and defensive linemen who can get after the passer.
Real quickly, for me at least, running back you mentioned, obviously parting ways with Leonard Fournette. Is Ezekiel Elliott somebody they'd be interested in kicking the tires on, or no, really makes no sense for them?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the name has been kicked around the office there at One Buck Place, and but look, they can't afford him. It's bottom line is they can't afford him. And as long as Bruce Arians is going to be involved in this team, they're not going to pay a premium for a running back. They did it with Leonard Fournette because the second time around, because they were trying to win another Super Bowl, and he proved himself worthy of starting position. But Bruce Arians is not a guy that wants to spend a lot of money or really a premium draft pick even on a running back. I think they believe in the draft. I think they're pretty happy with the guys they've gotten, Keyshawn Vaughn and Rashad White. I think that's a pretty good starting pair right there. So we'll see what happens. I wouldn't be surprised if they draft a quarterback third, fourth round if they see somebody, because, look, this is a team that, a year ago, 2 years ago certainly as well, needed to run the ball more and probably didn't run it enough. And now that you don't have to cater to Tom Brady's wishes of throwing the ball 56 times a game, you can get back to a little bit more balanced scheme, and it's going to help your quarterback as well. So I think at the end of the day, they're going to become more of a running team. In order for that to happen, you got to have running back. So it won't surprise me at all if they may pull one out of free agency, someone who's cheap, but it won't be Ezekiel Elliott.
I'm curious, obviously the Tom Brady era came and went over there, success with a Super Bowl title and all, but what would you say was the general, feeling of having Tom around? Was someone that I would sure is looked on a lot more highly than you would say an Aaron Rodgers? Just curious, though, what Tom Brady was like around that team.
Well, I'll tell you what, it could be a couple of lean seasons here, maybe a decade of lean seasons for the Bucs going forward, but they wouldn't trade it for anything. They would. Right. They got their Super Bowl. Tom Brady played for them last. It'll always be part of his legacy that he went to the Buccaneers, a team that was kind of lost in the weeds and made him a Super Bowl champion and made him Super Bowl contenders 2 years in a row and playoff contenders 3 years in a row. So they wouldn't trade it for anything. They kind of, sold their soul a little bit to get him and Gronkowski, and they're starting to pay for that now. But look, at the end of the day, if you've got that trophy to show for it, it's all worth it. It's kind of how the Buccaneers work. Think about it. I mean, they wallowed in kind of wallowed in mediocrity, obviously, for a couple of decades, and Tony Dungy came around, couldn't quite finish it off. So they go out and they get John Gruden and basically sell their soul to get him, and it works out, gets them a Super Bowl. They wouldn't trade that either. So this is kind of how the Bucks work. They're probably going to be, an afterthought in terms of the playoffs for the next few years. But, look, having Tom Brady as part of this organization taught a lot of these guys a lot about how to be a pro, how to act as an NFL player, just how to prepare for seasons, for games, the whole bit. The guys who were around him over the last 2-3 years, they learned a lesson that very few people get a chance to learn. And I think the Bucs consider themselves fortunate to have had Tom Brady as a part of this organization. I know they do.
Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. We always appreciate your time, my man, and have a fantastic Friday. I hope you appreciate the time heading into the weekend that you gave us.
Glad to do it, guys. Anytime, you know that.
Appreciate it. Back with more here on Sports Talk. Steve, Jeff, and Charlie after the break here on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Things are winding down here on Sports Talk, and all eyes in the control room and in the studio are on the television watching San Diego State up 69-64, 24 seconds left over top overall seed, Alabama.
Yeah, and Miami is the fifth seed up on Houston, another one seed, by 17 points with 9:53 left. So, I mean, unless something crazy happens in both of the in one of these games, there will be 0 1 seeds in the Elite Eight, which is crazy. Crazy.
I was going to say, you have to probably do some research and find out the last time that happened.
And are there any two seeds? I don't even know.
Texas is a two seed, right?
Texas is a two seed. So between there's UConn's a four, Gonzaga's a three. You obviously have Houston, who's about to lose to a five seed.
Right.
Texas is playing Xavier. So that's really the only one of the only matchups of like, oh, the favorites are there. And then Kansas State's a three. They're playing Florida Atlantic. And then Alabama and Creighton is facing Princeton. So, yeah, only one two seed is left in this tournament. So if Alabama and Houston go down, then Texas is the last of the top eight teams.
Yeah, we're watching the seconds ticking off here. Desperation heave from Alabama for the three-pointer. That's San Diego State's got the ball.
Oh, and he does the he traveled. he was gonna do a last second tomahawk, but then he thought better of it.
What's funny, we were talking about this earlier too. Suddenly your terrible, awful, horrible start to the NCAA bracket though is turning out to be pretty good right now.
Well,
because of your UConn bracket.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because everyone lost, right? Like, you know, it is funny because everyone roots for upsets in the first two rounds, but then they don't realize it's the reason you get terrible games in, like, UConn Kansas. Would that not have been a more fun game to watch than UConn Arkansas? That's what they call Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless
Miles called them Arkansas. I know.
Arkansas, yeah. I mean, UConn beat them by 30. You know, like that upset was fun in the round of 32, but then you get to the Sweet 16. It's like,
I wanted more competitive.
Yeah, this would have been more fun to watch if the game was between two teams that were, you know, not, you know, miles apart at a talent level. Anyway.
Well, it's official now. The top overall seed goes down.
Alabama, never believed in them.
March Madness.
I was telling you, I didn't think they were that good earlier today. Because they lost to UConn.
Your prophecy has come true.
It's very true. That was your team. That was your champion team.
Yeah, that's my championship team. So you can just pretty much knock me out of the
pretty
earnings.
Much. Yeah, and
I'm out the money.
Well, and we had Tim walk in here a couple minutes ago. Tim Zimmer.
Oh, bragging. He's going to win.
He's going to. He's like, I'm going to win. Look, Houston's coming back. They're down 20 points now. Or down. They were down 17. So you know, I think his fortunes have changed pretty quickly. And yeah.
If you end up taking this bracket after your horrid start, that's going to have to be a record, too.
I have the fewest correct picks in the bracket, and I think that's going to stay the same. Like, I think I'm going to end up with the fewest correct picks.
And if UConn wins, though, you might end up with enough points.
I'm pretty sure I would win because the final round is worth 34 points, which would be equivalent to getting all 16 or all 32 first-round games correct.
Well, you're going to have to buy drinks for me and Charlie then. I don't know.
It's not a very big prize. You know, there won't be many drinks. This is the reason I always pick UConn, because if they did go to the championship and win, I know no one else is picking them.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I doubled down on it. But yeah, I mean, it's wide open. It reminds me of 2014 when UConn was a 7 seed and they beat Kentucky, who was an 8 seed in the championship game.
Yeah, we still have how many more games going on for tonight? There's Princeton and Creighton.
You have the rest of the Big East, which I've been saying all year the Big East is a lot better than people think, and I've been saying the SEC is worse than people think. And, so you have Xavier playing Texas. That's a 3-2. And then Creighton playing Princeton. It's a 15 seed. And Princeton just beat the bricks off Missouri. I mean, I saw a tweet that was like, man, all these future Apple employees are beating out these like five-star recruits. These guys, like, they're not even going to be playing basketball in 2 years. They're going to be like in the tech sector.
It'll be, yeah, obviously curious to see if Princeton can continue their Cinderella run.
I thought they were going to, you know, like a lot of times you'll have the upsets in the first round because these teams, like a Princeton, they come in with a great game plan because they had all week to prepare for this one team. And so I bet against them in the second round thinking, you know, you only have a 48-hour turnaround, so the talent level is going to win out with a lot less time to prepare for Missouri. But you know, that theory, because Missouri was never even in that game.
It's National Cocktail Day. I asked Bobby way earlier, what's your potion or drink of choice?
I'm also, what do you call it? Viking
malt
style?
Scotch? Oh, yeah.
Pirate style. Viking style. I wonder what Viking style is. I don't even know. It's like a mulled mead, I guess. Now, I'm also a bourbon neat guy. You know, I'll do rocks occasionally, but that's usually what I go to. If I have to order a drink, I'll do an old fashioned.
I was going to say, love me some old fashions too.
Just the go to. You know, you never do wrong, but it's a lot of sugar. That's why I usually just stick with the bourbon itself. Because it's already a ton of sugar in bourbon to begin with.
Yeah, I actually got for Christmas bourbon stones, or I guess you could just say whiskey stones.
Them and they stay cold.
Yeah, so it doesn't dilute your perfect alcohol.
Yeah, I have like ice molds, and like the cubes are the best because actually I think the circles are the balls are the best because there's no edges to melt off, and they just stay frozen a lot longer because there's so much surface area. But yeah, I have a bunch of those. Those are always fun. I have skulls.
I think it's cool. Funny too, when you go to a restaurant, sometimes they'll give you like this ginormous fear in your drink that I feel is way more than the liquor amount they're giving you.
So this is kind of funny. My mom came to visit a few months ago and we went to a bar at the hotel and she asked for a drink with one ice cube in it because she just wanted it to kind of cut the liquor with just a little bit of water, but
yeah,
she didn't want it on the rocks. She just wanted one ice cube. And so the guy goes and he gets the drink and he comes back and it's like, oh, there's one ice cube in it.
But
it's the entire size of the glass. It's just like, technically he followed your instructions.
Yes, I just want one small ice
one
cube.
One ice cube that isn't comprised of eight ice cubes that you have to chisel apart. Anyway.
Well, thanks for joining us for some 4 hours of Friday Madness. Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long signing off on this Friday edition of Sports Talk. Congratulations, the Lady Tigers. And we'll be seeing more of LSU baseball tomorrow. They've got a doubleheader after Sunday's game was completely canceled and moved to a Saturday start. We'll have that doubleheader for you on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.